A state of emergency announced late last week in a part of Southern California adds to the drought crisis. A major natural gas leak in Aliso Canyon near the Los Angeles suburb of Porter Ranch. 80,000 metric tons of methane have been released into the atmosphere. An L.A. city councilman is calling it the worst environmental disaster since the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Resident Paula Cresham came to that conclusion some time ago.
It's really hard to believe that the same view that I'm looking at is spewing just tons of methane into the air and dripping down this mercaptan that is causing so many people to be sick. Out of the 13,000 homes we have up here in the community, about 3,500 have either been relocated or in the process of being relocated.
Mike Feuer is city attorney for Los Angeles. He filed a lawsuit against the SoCal gas company responsible for the leak. Joins me now. Mike, why is this taking so long? And what is the environmental hazard as you see it?
Well, first of all, the gas company took more than a month from the time the leak was first identified to actually identify an approach to mitigate it. And that was an approach designed to create another well to create some relief. They can't say when that well, that relief well, will be finished and the leak stopped.
So unlike the BP crisis, they're taking advantage of the fact that methane is colorless and odorless, except for this mercaptan odorant, which is a detector.
Well, you know, it's colorless and odorless, but the mercaptan is causing people to be sick, hundreds and hundreds of people to be sick. It's caused schools to close. As you've heard earlier in the segment, it's caused thousands of people to try to evacuate from the neighborhood. This is an enormous environmental crisis, and it has other consequences as well, because methane is a greenhouse gas. And according to some estimates, 25% of the methane that is released into the air in California every day now is attributed to this leak. So it's an environmental disaster of enormous consequence. We filed a lawsuit to move the repair of this forward, to find out what happened, to assure it never happens again, to address this emission of greenhouse gas, and to hold Southern California Gas accountable.
I'm not a geologist, but this is coming out of a hole in the earth, not necessarily a pipe like the BP disaster, right?
Yeah, and it's coming out of a hole. No one knows yet, at least the gas company hasn't revealed, what the cause of the leak is. And all of us are very concerned because this is not the only such facility here in Los Angeles, let alone in the state of California. So we need to get to the bottom of what caused the leak in the first place so we can assure there's no recurrence of this event, either here in Los Angeles, elsewhere in the state, or across the country.
What is the liability, do you think, aggregate? And this would be sort of your view of the liability as you see it as city attorney in Los Angeles.
You know, it's very difficult to estimate, John, because on the one hand, we filed a lawsuit in which we seek statutory penalties. That's my authority as city attorney. But there have been hundreds and hundreds of residents signed up by private lawyers who are seeking private damages in this case. There have been estimates in the billions of dollars. No one can say for sure.
And just the cost of schools being out of session, I mean, that's huge all by itself.
Well, the cost of schools being out of session, and there are other costs that we haven't even discussed. For example, after we filed the suit, we went back to court to get a judicially enforceable relocation effort underway, and to be sure that no person who was dissatisfied with that relocation would have no recourse. We now have a grievance process in place, but we also got a court order requiring Southern California Gas to pay for extra police patrols in the neighborhood and even take care of pets in the neighborhood.
Has Sacramento been on the case here, or do you think they've delayed as well, the governor's office?
We're working very closely with a number of state agencies. We filed our lawsuit. We've been both on the phone and through other ways of communicating with a number of state agencies, from the Air Resources Board to the governor's office. I myself have had more than one conversation with the governor's office on this. There is a massive effort to coordinate among many regulatory agencies here. And if you live in the neighborhood, none of it has happened fast enough. These are people who have been suffering a nightmare. And it's up to all of us to do everything we can to mitigate that and bring people back some normalcy that they've been missing from their lives.
Mike Feuer, best of luck to you. City attorney for Los Angeles, who's filed a lawsuit against the SoCal gas company about the gas leak in Porter Ranch. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.